it possible that sea turtles can return to the same nesting site they were hatched 20 or more years later, even after travelling thousands of miles of ocean? Do they have some sort of built-in sat-nav, or is it just a really good memory? We spoke to Professor Ken Lohman from the University of North Carolina to find out.
Sea turtles are famous for their migrations. They are known to travel thousands of miles before returning to nest on the same stretch of coastline where they hatched. But how they do this has been a mystery for decades. The results of our new study have provided evidence that sea turtles imprint on the unique magnetic field of their home beach as babies and then use this information to return as adults.
When I think of imprinting, I think of ducklings imprinting on their mother, or stories of them sometimes imprinting on humans and following them around. Sea turtles do this, but on the Earth's magnetic field.
It is similar in some ways. Imprinting refers to a special type of learning that typically occurs early in an animal's life, and the association then persists for a very long period of time, often for years or in some cases throughout the animal's entire life.
This new research is all very interesting, but unfortunately we do not yet understand exactly how the imprinting happens.
It could occur while the turtles are developing inside their eggs, or it could occur shortly after they emerge from the nest. What we can say from the most recent results, though, is that the adult turtles do appear to return to the magnetic signatures that mark their home beaches.
Previous studies had already shown that turtles use the Earth's magnetic field to navigate the oceans. Professor Lohman and his colleague Roger Brothers look back through 19 years of nesting data to compare the positions of the nests with the shifts in the Earth's magnetic field. This uncovered evidence for another way in which the turtles are using the Earth's magnetic field.
This study is the first to demonstrate that older sea turtles, adult sea turtles, use the magnetic field to return to their home beaches.
It seems like a lot of effort for turtles to have to remember where they were hatched and return to the same beach sometimes 20 years after they first left. Couldn't they just find another beach that looked quite nice?
From an evolutionary perspective, the tendency to return to a home beach presumably came about because turtles that followed that strategy left more offspring than turtles that went looking for appropriate beaches elsewhere. The reason that this occurs is probably that a very specific set of characteristics are needed to make a beach suitable for turtles to nest on it. For example, you need sand in which the grains are of a certain size and composition. The temperature has to be right for incubation. There needs to be a gradual slope that the adult turtles can crawl up, and it needs to be an absence of predators. Those characteristics don't exist in very many places worldwide. And so the strategy that the turtles seem to have adopted is simply along the lines of, if it was good enough for me, then it will be good enough for my offspring.
Sea turtles are relying on the Earth's magnetic field to get them back to their home beach and give their offspring the best chance of survival. With all the recent evidence that the Earth's magnetic field is shifting and heading towards a shift in the Earth's poles, should we be worried that sea turtles might get lost and confused?
We could have a bit of confusion, I suppose, but there's no reason to expect a catastrophe. After all, sea turtles have been around for over 100 million years, and they've survived a number of these field changes previously.
The shifts in the Earth magnetic field also happen very slowly, most shifts happening over a number of decades, or sometimes centuries. So the sea turtles should be safe. Their built-in magnetic sat-nav should keep them returning to their home beaches year on year.